Mom,
life,
balance,
and we bring you
the MLB Podcast,
the playbook for women struggling to make balance a priority in their lives.
Welcome back to another episode of the MLB Podcast. My name is Brittany.
And I'm Koya.
And we are back here.
Episode, I don't know.
Two.
Yep, episode two.
Season four.
Season four.
Cool, cool, cool. So what's been up? How you feeling? I asked you how you feeling on the last one.
I know. I'm feeling weird, actually.
Weird, like... Because weird definitely has a new definition now.
What, like pregnant? Or like COVID?
No. Oh. No, like, I feel like people are saying weird in a different way. It's funny because me and my sister were just talking about that. And she was saying, like, someone took it in a different context of what she meant. So I'm just saying, can you please give me a little background on what kind of weird?
So I feel like off, right?
Okay.
So
energy off.
Yeah. So a couple of things. One, I feel like I'm always battling a sinus infection. And at first I was like, well, is it COVID? Is it sinus infection? I don't know. And then I feel better, but then I partied a lot. Well, not, I drank a lot.
This weekend?
No, the weekend before.
Okay.
And then...
I know. Because that was a week ago.
But you know what? I was taking Jello shots. And you know, I'm a tequila girl and I only drink tequila. And I don't know what the Jello shots
had. They normally have vodka in it.
Yeah. And then I drank something else that wasn't tequila. And so I think that just kind of like did something to my body. So I was like nauseous for a week. I don't know. So I'm almost feeling like I need to detox maybe and just... do nothing just
for 21
couple days. No, just until the weekend.
Not 21 days.
No, okay. Absolutely not. Just until the weekend, because I just feel off. You know, I don't feel at my best.
Okay.
So it's
okay.
Like something lingering, a little nausea. But my energy, it's crazy because my energy has been so on point. Like
I feel like you've been going like me too lately.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of energy. I've been going to sleep early, but like 10. But I've been popping up super early in the morning with a lot of energy. So it's really just like that feeling of whatever it is, trying to figure that out. But
okay.
Everything's good. How are you feeling?
Okay. It's okay to be a little off. I feel like once you recognize you're off, then things will be like smoother.
Yeah, because you do something to try to fix it.
Right.
So I'm going to definitely take the next couple of days to just like drink a lot of water and stay off my sodas. You know, I love me a Coke or Pepsi, and eat a lot of fruits and a lot of vegetables and, you know, a lot of good stuff. How are you feeling?
I'm here for that. I feel cool. I wouldn't say weird or off or not even at my peak. I feel like I'm just kind of sailing again, which I'm okay with.
Nice.
Yeah.
You like to sail in the summer, though. Sail in the summer.
Yeah, I just been sailing. I just been like smooth and going with the flow. I've had some down days and I've had some awesome days. But like you said, I think it's just that's my summer vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like I try not to put too much into something. I table it. I'm like, oh, I'll just kind of pick that back up in the fall or the winter when I have the mental capacity for it. Yeah. But I will say I don't want to say busy because I'm not busy like important busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like that busy. I would say more busy like how can I explain it? I just feel like I'm like going again, but then I won't go. And then I like recharge and then I'll be going again.
Yeah.
It almost kind of reminds me of like, I've been feeling like those little toy cars where you kind of wind it up and you just kind of let it take off. And then I take off and then I like crash into a wall and I'm like, okay, recharge,
right.
Wind back up. Okay. That's kind of how I've been feeling.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah. Like, so I don't know if that's like good or bad, but I've been trying not to overthink, but my fear kind of is that I'm going to like one day like crash into the wall and just be down and I might not wind back up again. Cause I just been
take a day and recharge and back at it.
Yes, 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 yes. But, summertime is definitely my time of the year. I'm a summer girl. I feel like I definitely turn into like hibernations. I do struggle with like seasonal depression and stuff when it gets cold. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I'm like, girl, you better this your moment. You better get it in, girl, because it's gonna be Christmas time. You know, so let the retail stores, they gonna have Christmas stuff out during back to school.
For sure. They are. They are. Definitely. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like our 30s is kind of just, since turning 30, it's been that. Like, it's like a up, then it's a down. It's up, it's a down. Which is more of, it's not a down, like a 20s down.
No.
Because that 20s down was ghetto.
Ooh, 20s down was like, bro, you don't know. You not in tune.
Yeah,
you just aimlessly out here.
Yeah, so
you don't really know.
Yeah, so I think like the cool thing about being in my 30s and like mid 30s is just one, for sure. I think the best thing about it is, well, the money. But okay, but besides the money, right, it's like the money, because the 30s money is way different than the 20s.
It's different from them 20s money.
Yeah,
ooh,
the
Lord.
20s money. So that is a thing. But outside of that, I would have to say that the highlight of being in my 30s, and well, I'm mid 30s now. Wow. Is the communication. Feel like I am such a better communicator now than I was in my 20s and or ever in life. I've never been a communicator. Like, I would just let stuff go and just like kind of push forward, not really talk about it, not really address it. Or if I did address it, I would say something in a wrong way that would offend somebody. I just didn't know how to communicate well. And now I do. It's like, it took time, but I'm like really, really good with communicating like how I feel. And it's with anyone, whether it's the kids, my husband, the people that work with me, like, I'm just really good, especially like with boundaries and stuff. I'm a bomb at communicating.
That's a good place to be in.
I know.
A lot of highlights. I'm thoroughly enjoying my 30s. Like, I say this all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm in the highlight of my life. I really believe I am.
You think so?
I think I'm in the highlight of my life right now.
You don't think it's going to get better?
That's actually...
It would be really good to get
if
better.
It got better. So I'm not saying that right now. Like, it's
you're
like,
not saying you're at the peak. You're just saying you're in the highlight.
Yeah. Okay. Like, if it was on a scale of 1 to 10, I definitely think I'm like close to a 9.
Nice.
So for it to get to a 10, I feel like the only thing that would like make it a 10, honestly, would be like me launching, you know, a business that I'm super passionate about, getting married. That would probably honestly be it. I'm a very simple person. I wouldn't even say it's more of a like, oh, I need to get to like $1 million or $2 million or anything like that. Like, I feel like I'm kind of financially pretty much where I need to be. Anything more is like surplus for me. Like, things are pretty stable. But highlight in my 30s as in just I really feel like whatever plan I put in place is going to happen. I think that's a great place to be in.
That is.
I think in my 20s, I was definitely very fearful or like, oh, so I was like, what if this doesn't work? Or what if this, or, oh, also in my 20s, I think I was overly concerned with needing the money. I think that's the last thing you need to worry about with
that's
anything.
True.
Now, like if you're passionate about it and you believe in yourself, the money will come. That's kind of pretty much how I feel. So you put that on the back burner. Also, if my kids are growing, it's a little bittersweet because my baby is getting bigger. But you know, when kids self-sufficient,
amazing.
Yeah, it's a different.
There's nothing like it. I was just having this conversation Saturday. Yeah, I met an owner of a black owned waxing spa, which is off of Howe Mill, if you are in the Atlanta area. So I met her and she at the grand opening of the spa, and she was saying how she had a 15-month-old and a 3-month-old.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And I was just like, wow. I was like, wow. I was like, girl, I have an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I don't have to do nothing for them. But, you know, you have to provide food. But
just direction.
But that's kind of like minimal, too, because they can go figure it out when they need to. So, like, Deuce made a grilled cheese sandwich last week that was so good. It was, like, crispy. Like, he rubbed a knife on top of it. He was like, you know, so you hear the crisp, he's like, yeah, that's how you know it's right. But just the fact that he went downstairs. Like pancakes, it's crispy around the edges. I heard the, because we have a gas stove, so I heard the click, click, click. So I'm like, I heard it, but I thought it was Ruben downstairs. Something just told me to go downstairs. No, he called me because he was looking for something. I get in the kitchen. I'm like, wait, you're in here? He's like, yeah, I'm about to make a grilled cheese. And I was like, you know what? Go off. Make you a grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. That's
go off, son.
Like
it. Go off, son.
Right, make your grilled cheese.
You better grill cheese.
Right, be independent. I love it. I love that for all of us, actually.
Nice. I called you literally about to cry. Every time I'm about to cry, I call somebody because I'm like, don't be no punk. And I'm like, today ain't the day. But, you know, just dropping Rylan off at camp. Like, I just remember, oh my gosh, it just seemed like the other day we was tagging her along everywhere.
Working out with her. For sure.
She was with us with everything.
That's our baby. And she acts just like me, guys. Yeah. She's my child. And she has my allergies and everything.
She was so ready for camp. Like, she had her little sports bottle. She had her little sack lunch. And
so
her little
cute
book bag. It was just the cutest thing. And I was like, baby, you ready. Mommy got to let you go. But yeah, it's a good place for me. I think that I'm just in a state of, this works for now. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I'm cool with it. I don't feel like anything needs to drastically change. And again, I'm always like chasing goals. I get kind of just at a point where I'm like, things are just really smoothing out and I'm okay nice. With it.
Nice. So do you feel like you've had challenges like in adulting in 30s or?
Oh, yes. Yes. I think overcoming fear is a huge challenge.
Yes.
Because you have to be okay with, which I'm going to touch on later, you have to be okay with it just may not work. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Communication was something that I struggle with a lot. And I'm definitely a firm believer. Like, if you hear it once, pass. If you hear it twice, maybe pass. If you hear it a third time, bro, it's you. So you got to look into that. So it's a lot of different things with communication that I feel like I've been very intentional on working on, overly communicating, talking to people, even though I don't want to talk with them.
Oh my God.
Addressing the issue
mm-hmm.
once it's an issue. And of course, if you care about it, if you don't care about it, let it go to the wayside. But I do think if you care about that person or that relationship, whether business or platonic, you have to address the issue spot head on. And right. most people don't. They just want to ghost you or let mm-hmm. it linger and da-da-da. You know, you can't do that in your 30s. Like,
you cannot.
You gotta get in there.
Yeah. And even even with the smallest things, like, even though I know I called you last week and I was like, I snapped on my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was because I was just having a day, and then she came over and I was just like, I don't feel like entertaining, whatever. So I did end up calling the next day. I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. She didn't even care. She was just like,
look at you.
Yeah, I called. I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. Like, that wasn't even on you. I was just having a bad day. You came over right in that moment. And she was like, girl, she was like, yeah, she was like, you was being a real bitch, but you know, she didn't care. But I agree. Just kind of like nipping stuff in the bud and being able to know like when you're in the wrong, like
yes.
being able to say
ownership,
you know, ownership. Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Look.
So hard. It's so, so hard. And sometimes for me, I have to take a minute, like even after being told that I'm wrong or whatever, in that moment, I probably, you know, I get defensive, like, you know, no, this is this, like I did this because of this, or I said this because of this. And now it's like, I take a day or so and kind of like mm-hmm. reflect on it. I'm just like, okay.
You definitely have to take your time too. Cause I think when it comes to addressing the problem, sometimes it might not literally be in that moment. You might need a day, you might need a week, but you do have to at some point tackle it. So that's cool that, you know, it sounds like it took just a couple of days and you was like, yeah, let me just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. Adulting, that I think that's kind of been my biggest challenge in this space right now is one, being like you said, being okay with if something happens, I mean, or something works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I think that is kind of where I am right now in a challenge where I'm coming to grips with that. Like, okay, you know what? If it works out, it works out. Also another challenge for me, I think right now is like the friendship part, of adulting and like, you know, people grow and, you know, people grow in different ways and, you know, is it okay to grow in different, like certain ways? Like, can you still maintain these friendships even though y'all may not be on the same page? So I think right now I'm kind of in the space of like that. And then it's just kind of, you know, do you, reciprocity. So it's like, I don't want to be the only person pouring into you, you know, like, can I get it back? So it's just little challenges.
Yeah, there. That's huge because I think that sometimes, I think what happens in relationships, and you say friendships, but I'm going to say relationships because I feel like relationships just kind of happen all around. Like they all, so let's say it's a friendship or let's say it could be like a romantic situation or whatever. You kind of use the same tactics or whatever to drive
that's
both.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So I feel like overall, someone always feels at some point that they're doing more than the other person. And then it makes you feel some type of way or whatever. But what I've learned, I think, in my 30s is you have to always be in a mindset and be okay with just naturally giving. Because if everybody gave, then no one would struggle with receiving.
Oh, that is so good.
Yep. So now that I have that mindset, or I try to like, oh, well, of course you have to be in a space to give because sometimes you're not going to be. And that's when whoever else is in position to give, then you naturally will at that point be receiving. So, and I think more people need to be like that. And then it kind of automatically kind of goes into
that's good.
I can't say that word. I say reciprocation, but you said
reciprocity, or if we just say rotation,
But everyone's so like me, or what's in it for me, and and that's just not always. I think it's okay when you're looking at it from a business aspect because it's like, where the money at? Like, what's in it for me? But aside of that, if there's no money involved, I do think that everyone, if they gave more, and whatever giving could be for you, it could be your time, it could be your money, it could be just listening, it could be just talking or whatever, we would all naturally get what we want, but or what we need, I should say. So that's something I recently was like, oh, like an aha moment.
That's good.
Yep. So ultimately, though, I will say that the 30s has a lot of growing pains, which can be a bit of a struggle. So a couple things, I guess, I wanted to touch on. You got some stuff, too. I know you got some stuff. Okay. So one thing that I feel like I've recognized and worked on is acceptance. And acceptance means to me, like, I'm okay with it being like it is in this place and time.
Right.
Because you can't always be in control. And so that being said, I think it's okay to take some L's.
For sure.
Some losses. And it seems like we're in a world where everybody wants to be winners, and that just can't happen.
And it looks like everyone's winning.
You are accurate there. And it is okay to lose, because I think once you take some L's, and you can take multiple L's, because I've took so many and I look back and I'd be like, dang, you learn from it.
Yeah. The lessons come from L's.
The lessons, the experiences. And I think it's also okay to be in a place of discomfort and be okay with it.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I definitely can talk.
Because it doesn't last forever.
Yeah, it doesn't. I feel like I'm in that space right now of just like being uncomfortable. I'm definitely not in a thriving space. I'm not doing bad. I mean, I'm not doing bad. I'm doing good. I will say I'm doing good. I'm just not where I want to be. And so it's uncomfortable for me. And I've realized that it is okay to take an L here, take an L there. And I've become extremely, Well, so I got my, the problem was back in the day, I used to feel like, okay, if it's uncomfortable, then it's not for me. And so I would move on to the next thing. Yeah. Right.
I remember you sharing that.
Yeah.
With me.
So uh-huh. Now as in my 35 year old woman, now I feel like, okay, it's okay to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to quit Mm-mm. just yet. Push through, you know, continue to do the work, no matter what it may be. And then if it gets to a point where it comes out to where it's just not for you, then that's okay. Like you've right. done everything, you know, mm-hmm. as long as you've done the work and you've done everything that you can do, mm-hmm. if it comes to that point to where it's like, this is not it, then cool, move yeah. on. And usually along that way, you learn so many things that you're gonna, mm-hmm. that you end up using for something else in the future. Exactly. And it's just like, oh, so that's why I went through all of that, because I needed this knowledge for that. All right, bet. So I realized that it's kind of like a full circle thing. Like everything that you go through, whether it be good or bad, the lessons and the things that you learn from it is like ultimately like what makes you who you are, years down the line. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess that's why I look at it more like the beautiful struggle, because mm-hmm. I feel like in a place of discomfort or where things aren't working in your favor, to your point, when you reflect back on it, you know, it could be a year from now or months, you still had some beautiful moments, like, because everything involves like a process, which is kind of the whole point in the process. And so that's life-ing. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, so I was thinking like analogy-wise, people will get a job, right? And then, you know, you learn all these different skill sets and they train you and you meet these people and this and that. And then it always comes to a point where, because I feel like nobody just keeps a job forever anymore, but it comes to a point where you're like, dang, I need something else.
Right.
And then you get something else and you just get something else. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you take all those experiences, or you've built relationships with coworkers or whatever have you, or if you're an entrepreneur, all the different people that were involved in that project, and then you just move forward. And we're naturally programmed to just kind of continue to move forward in yeah. our work career. And I think that in life, it's honestly the same thing, that you go through different things. You know, life be life, and it could be a lot of different things. You can lose a house. Some people lose kids. You know, like death happens. Some people, you know, lose jobs. Some people become millionaires and hit rock bottom. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And ultimately, you got to just keep pushing forward and learn from those moments. So I'm okay, like, not only taking L's I've learned, but also welcoming the no, because the no can be like, not right now. That's how I look at a no now.
Right.
Like, it's just not happening right now when you want it to. But I've definitely had some times where I've gotten a no, and then years later or months later, I got a yes.
Yeah. Agreed. Same thing. But I've also, you've said something, I think you called it a beautiful struggle.
The beautiful struggle. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think that's exactly what it is. Cause it's like, you can be going through something, but then you can still be having beautiful moments inside mm-hmm. of that, right? Mm-hmm. At the same time. And so I've realized lately, like, I've been really big on reflection. Reflecting over, especially like each week, I try to just like think back over like, okay, what could have gone better, but also like what went well, like those small things, like what mm-hmm. what went well this week, or what went well this month, or what went well with this project. Because I do think I've become pretty good at finding beautiful moments inside of like the struggle, or not even the struggle. I would say being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because it's not really a struggle. It's just kind of like, you know, it's life-ing, and you know, you have your seasons. And mm-hmm. so for me, it's just like finding those moments, and then recognizing that you can still have peace, but also like intentionally doing things, which I guess I will talk about that in a second, but intentionally doing things to make sure that you're kind of like maintaining a balance. So beautiful moments inside of a everyday discomfort.
I wrote down, so I'm real big on like words lately, just like words that are impactful. that I try to like focus on to keep my mind. I'm so big on like the state of my mind because the mind is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have control over it, that thing, so ruminate is one word.
Oh, there it is.
Yep, we learned that. So ruminate is to overthink, which I think your mind just kind of keeps circulating on the same thing. And long term, that can lead to depression. That's how a lot of people get stuck in depression. So one thing to stop ruminating is, I talked about this one earlier, is just acceptance is a really big word that I've been like, okay, I accept that. I'm cool with that. Or mm-hmm. That's okay.
Right.
Another one is endurance mm-hmm. is another really big word. So being able to push through. I'm okay with saying the struggle because it's okay. Like, it ain't forever.
Mm-hmm.
So pushing through the struggle or pushing through the place of discomfort, because once you can endure through the process of whatever is happening, you just kind of continue to like build up your tolerance and overcome whatever it is that you're going through. The third word that I love, which you mentioned, is reflect.
Mm-hmm.
I think through anything that happens, you should always take time to reflect.
Because
mm-hmm. reflection allows you to, what's the word I want to think of? When you, not ponder, but meditate. There we go.
Yeah.
Meditate. So reflection gives you time to meditate and pause for a second so you're not missing anything. And it kind of gives you a kind of a place of like course correction. Okay, what I need to do differently or went well or whatever. And then I think all of those words get you to a place of just being comfortable in a space that allows you to grow.
That's good. That's why you're my gay. Again.
So I wrote all of this down, but it wasn't like in that order, but it kind of just came all together. But anyway, one thing I've noticed, and then I'll just pass it over to you. But one thing I've noticed is that most of the time when people are in a place of discomfort, uncomfortableness, or pain, that they move through it in other ways. So they move through it through things like drugs, sex, shopping, other ways to cope, which is a very temporary fix. So to circle back, I think if you allow like acceptance, endurance, reflection in there, it actually long term gives you way better results than those things.
That's true.
Which none of those things are bad. They're just temporary fixes.
Right.
They never get to the root,
mm-hmm.
the root of the issue. So just some couple tidbits I thought I'd throw in there to help you guys out.
Those are good. Those are really good because I do think that with that, it's like a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Like a recipe with a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. You'll be all right. Like you'll be able to kind of like push through. So real quick before we get into a tip, because I actually have a really good tip for you guys on just kind of like how to keep the joy in your life when going through things. I just want to touch on like how we're taught in life to like to be happy, right?
Oh, yes.
So it's like
into that.
Yeah, so it's like we're taught everybody is searching for like this happiness, and if they're not happy, then they're depressed.
All smiles.
Yeah, and that's just like not life, right? Mm-hmm. So there's adversity. Things happen. Everything will not just always be on the up and up, and it's so crazy that's kind of like the thing, and like everybody's like, yeah, you should be, you know, you should be happy, and if you're not happy, you know, you should be doing this and this and this. But really, it's just, it's okay to not be happy all the time.
It is.
Like, it's okay now to not be happy a lot.
You may, a problem.
Right, maybe a little problem,
right?
But I think it's inhumane to say that you should be happy.
It's no way.
Now you can have like a state of happiness, and well, I would say more so a state of what is the word I'm looking for? I don't know if it's gratitude or gratefulness, or I don't know. I don't think that's the word I'm looking for either. But
I can see gratitude.
Yeah, like you can be in that state all the time. Right. Right? Like, so just always thankful for
whatever's
happening. And you should always be, even when you're feeling away, you should always go back to like, well, it could be worse. You know, it could be this, it could be that. I'm thankful for even just, you know, being here today or, you know, waking up or whatever. So I do think that that's more of an attainable thing to get to. But when it comes to just trying to be happy all the time, I think that's just like impossible.
Mm-mm. You'd be like, I'm trying to think who's happy all the time, like Barney or a Teletubby, which is
Barney
awkward.
And a Teletubby.
That's the only thing I think of is just like joyful and, all the time.
And they're fictional characters.
Yes. Yes.
Like even Will Smith had a moment and I feel like he is Mr. Nice Guy, right? So it's like one of those things, it's just like you just can't always be who this thing, right? Mm-hmm. There's you have
that's
to evolve,
hard.
You have to things happen. Is you get to a boiling point. I think if you are, you're more than likely covering something up or not addressing something. And I think a buildup will happen and then you're smacking somebody on stage at the Oscars, basically.
Yeah.
So just wanted to touch on that real quick before.
Yeah, definitely. I like that because it gives yourself grace. And I think the more grace you give yourself, you'll give to other people. Mm-hmm. And once again, there's that natural, because that's something you can give people too, intangible, is grace. Because we're all imperfect and you never know what people are going through. Mm-hmm. So even to give someone grace and they may be going through one of the most challenging, you know, times in their life and you may not know it because not everyone wants to talk about, you know, being uncomfortable or challenges that they're going through.
Right.
So you give them grace and it'll circle back because I ask for grace all the time, man. Because when you don't give people grace, then to your point, they're putting on this like, oh, I need to be this person all the time. It's just not like possible at all. Like everyone has a down day. And one of my favorite songs, which makes me think of The Beautiful Struggle, I guess, is Joy and Pain. It's an old school song.
I don't know what it is.
Joy and Pain, like sunshine and rain.
Nope. Never heard of it.
You ain't black.
All right. I think I know what you're talking about.
You know how some days it's just hot and the sun is out and then when that rain comes, you be like, oh, we needed this.
Yes.
You know, and then if we get too much rain, then one day the sun come out, you be like, oh yes, Lord, we need this sun. So it's just a natural thing that has to happen. But yes, give yourself grace.
And other people. Mm-hmm. Which I probably need to work on giving other people grace. Because I'd be like, no. Like, absolutely not. That is not going to work for me. So I actually have a tip for just kind of bringing joy into I think everyone should try to find little ways. This is actually my tip for you guys for this episode, is finding small ways to bring joy into your life. I've been working on this, especially since I'm in my 6 months of focus. just like little things, right, that you can do on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, that's just don't take too much from you, right? So, and make note of these things. I literally open up a note in your phone or whatever and write down things that you can do to just bring joy to you on a daily basis. So like for me, it's long hot showers.
Oh, yeah. Me too. You probably got my whole list. Go ahead, though.
Candles that smell like a certain scent. Like, okay. I love a candle that smells almost like a spa. Or
you like those natural eucalyptus stuff, like spearmints.
It's so calming. Or even one that smells like a hotel. Like I love, like now, especially since I'm not
sage,
traveling,
probably.
I'm like, you know what? I want my house to feel like a hotel.
Okay,
yeah, so it's just like steaming my bedding makes me feel so happy right now, especially when I get in the bed that night. I'm like, oh, this is just so luxurious.
I feel you on that. Basically, like making your house a whole vibe, because I'm definitely like a vibe girl when it comes to hotels. Like, I don't want that you go in and look all corporate and stiff. Mm-hmm. And like, I want to feel like, oh, I live here. Like, it's a vibe.
So I've been actually doing that at home, just like little things. Now my thing is baths, because, you know, we, if you don't know, we renovated our house. We've been renovating forever. And so for a while, we just had like the big shower. But we, I got a standalone tub for Valentine's Day. And when I tell you, I be in that tub all the time.
That tub is sexy. And she sent me a picture. She got the whole... And Koya is always like so random with stuff. It's just out of nowhere.
I know.
Like, you just get a picture in the bath with a little tray. And I'm like, this look like a whole like ad for some Bath and Body Works products or something.
Straight vibe. Yes. It'd be so hot though. I'd be sweating. I have to come out the water.
Like, but, ooh, I made it 10 minutes.
Yeah. But yeah, just like reading in the bathtub. It's just like small things that you really wouldn't think about, or even just sitting in the car or going for a walk. I'm not a big walk person. I would like going for walks if my allergies weren't so crazy. I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be outside. But make note of the things, the small things that you can do on a daily basis that just brings you simple joy. That's my tip.
I really like that. I like it because I think the world is at a point where like everything just has to be so massive. Mm-hmm. Like baby showers are massive, like gender reveals, and you just think all these events now, and they're just not simple anymore. So it's like, bring simplicity back, because then it gets so hard to be impressed. It's just like, you have
that is so true
much, and you know, we're already in a world of like technology where it's like now. So to come home and just be grateful, thankful, and present in a home of just, oh, I lit a candle and I took a bath.
I have to actually shout out a friend right now.
Okay, go ahead.
My friend Danny appreciates the smallest things. And I love that, because we'll be out and she'll be like, just listen to this water. And we'll be in the same space, but I didn't even notice the water flowing. Like, it was like a little, I don't know, I don't even remember where we were, but it was recently. And the water was flowing. And when I stopped to listen, I was like, oh, wow, that does, like, it just sounds so nice. And we were driving one day and she, I think she spotted something in the sky and she was just like, it's so so pretty or something about it. But I was just like, wow, like she literally notices the small things around. It's like simple, but it's so beautiful. So I just want to shout out.
Yeah, that's a good place to be in. She's in a good place of contentment is what I call it, where you can stop and smell the roses.
Yeah.
Literally. Cool. Well, what is our look? I feel like we got some really like cool, affordable looks, like nothing too, you know.
Oh yeah, nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
So the look for today, if you know me, you know these days I am loving my sneakers.
Did a whole reel.
I know, my son woke me up this morning. He was like, I saw your sneaker ASMR. So yes, the sneakers for the summer, definitely Dunks. So I am not a low top girl, but I know people are really loving the low top Dunks. I got high top or mids or whatever they are. So definitely Dunks. The New Balance, let me tell you about these New Balance. Those New Balance are so comfortable. Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't think I've ever experienced a sneaker that was that comfortable. Outside of like a running shoe, you know, like you expect like a running shoe to fit like a sock. But this one doesn't fit like a sock, but it's still extremely comfortable and it's stylish. So the New Balance 990 V5s, which they come in all kind of different numbers and stuff. But those are the two that I just got. And then, of course, I have to add on blazers. I think the Nike Blazers are just a great summer shoe
and sneaker. I like with blazers now, where like you can wear them like Chucks, like they look so cute, all dusted with any, and busted.
Yeah, and you can wear them with anything, with dresses, you know, it's just, they're super
cute. Some shoes you can't do that with. Like, I hate seeing dusted and busted
Air Force Ones. I knew
I'm like, no, but I like a good pair of dusty Chucks or like blazers, or even like Dunks actually don't even look half bad once they get a little dusty or whatever. But yeah, that's just, you know, my preference. Everything don't have to be all crispy out the box, as they say. But Yeah, girls, ladies, you know I'm a sneaker girl.
She is. She actually is the one who sends me most of my sneakers. Like, mm-hmm. she'll be like, you need to get these. And typically, I'm only going to get them if they're black, white, or gray. And she's and she hates that.
She's going to get some color in. I've sent her some color stuff, but we ain't pulled the trigger yet. But ladies, if you need some sneaker recommendations, I will give them to you.
You should do, like, a sneaker of the week on your Instagram.
Oh, I should.
Because that you're really be so good at that.
Mm-hmm. I really should. It's a lot of things I be wanting to do on my Instagram, but I will say not having it for so long, you lose the engagement.
That's true.
Just like we were saying, that's 21
why
days.
I'd be
like,
so scared to really disconnect. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to disconnect for, you know, 3 weeks or a month or whatever. But I know what happens when that happens. Like, it is so hard to get back into it. And mm-hmm. because I run businesses from it, I can't afford for that drop off. If I didn't have run a business from it, I wouldn't care.
For sure.
But yeah. I can't afford that drop off. So that's true. It's super hard to get back into it once you've been off it for a while.
Yeah, I feel like I'm real blah on it. And I used to be a little more fun. A little more fun. But all right. Well, I have the trick. Funny thing is I literally had to like Google tips and tricks for y'all. And normally they used to just come to
us.
It's now hard, it's to the point where it's like, dang, what YouTube, what you talking about? But mine is, so if you take a cucumber skin, it actually removes crayons from the wall without messing up the paint. So.
Oh, the skin from the cucumber?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And so moms, I thought that would be pretty cool for you guys because I didn't really have a crayon kid.
Me neither.
But I know I've been to some people's houses and I'd be like, dang, these kids off the chain. So if you want to try something different, I tried that little white sponge.
The magic eraser?
Man, that thing did not work on my walls.
It didn't?
No, I didn't have crayon though. It was just little nicks and marks.
I think it didn't work?
Mm-mm. And I don't know if it only works with a certain type of paint, but apparently this cucumber skin works with any type. So it says you just kind of rub it in a circular motion and it gets rid of it. If you're really intrigued, I will find the YouTube video and send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the trick. Who would have thought cucumbers? They go from pickles to removing crayons. How cool is that?
Luckily, we are well out of the crayon phase in my house. But we're in the running down the stairs with the hands on the wall phase. Like the kids, they run little down and they drag hands. Their hands down the wall. Like, and then you have to clean up the wall, so maybe I'll try it for something like that. But I am queen of magic erasers, so I love that. It's so easy for me.
Yeah.
And well, I already have cucumbers.
That wraps it up. I know y'all just be wanting us to be here like all day and stuff.
I be wanting to be here all day.
You do? Well, that's cute. I got stuff to do. But that wraps up episode 2. I hope that this podcast episode brings you a lot of joy.
I hope it wasn't too dark. It was kind of sad.
What? First of all, it was called The Beautiful. Anytime you put beautiful on anything, people be like, oh, that's okay. You know what I mean?
I didn't laugh a lot.
Oh, well, I was smiling the whole time, bro. You need to work on your stage presence.
I don't know. Hopefully it wasn't too dark for y'all, but let us know.
All right. Y'all rank it. If it was dark, we'll work on it. If it was light and it was giving,
let us know.
Let us know. We're always open to reviews, topics, suggestions.
And feedback.
Feedback.
All right. Follow us on the MOB podcast. That's the Instagram.
And I'm irunna.girlgang. I'm going to get this together. irunna.girlgang.
And my personal page is xocoya. COYA.
Easy peasy.
Peace out.